We welcome you into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merle Reese. It's good. Hey, I want to start with a... you don't like that? You don't think that's good?
Convinced, you know. You're Nacho Conklin.
That's right. I want to start with a milestone. LeSean McCoy, 48 yards away from setting the all-time franchise record for rushing yards. Only Wilbert Montgomery is in his way. 6 years of LeSean McCoy. Merle, talk about how he's grown into the most productive back in Eagles history.
Well, he has, because he's played longer and he's accumulated yards. But Shady McCoy was special from the first time he stepped on the practice field. You could watch him in his very first training camp and your mouth opened. You went, wow. You remember him in his first preseason games. He left people in his wake. He's a special back. The question about any young back coming into the league, is he going to be durable? Can he hold up? And with the exception of a concussion, I remember him suffering in a Washington game, he has pretty much, knock on wood, remained pretty healthy. And he's a great player.
Yeah, and he really is. He's an all-purpose player. He blocks well. He hasn't been used in the passing game as much as I thought he would
be. But he can catch.
But he can be. And he runs inside, gets the tough yards, and obviously makes people miss at the second level. His rise in production, Merrill, to me, the key development with this offense. And then looking ahead, how far the Eagles go in the playoffs depends upon how much they get out of number 25.
You know, he's amazing. I mean, he is really amazing. I think he's the greatest back in the history of the Eagles, with the exception of Steve Van Buren, who played in another era back in the 48 and 49 championship team. So you can't compare a back of today with Steve Van Buren, who was a great back. But I think when you're talking about Montgomery, you're talking about Westbrook, you're talking about Shady, you're talking about the greatest who ever played for this franchise.
Merrill, this game against Seattle, it's the Eagles' offense against the number one defense in the NFL. How do you attack Seattle, the Legion of Boom?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an offensive coordinator. However, they are a great defense. Their pass rush doesn't frighten me. They do not have a great pass rush. What they have is great coverage, the best secondary in the National Football League. So I think the Eagles have some people who can make plays. Jeremy Maclin, when all is said and done this year, very well may end up as the Eagles' career leader, or not career leader, but
season
leader in receptions.
If he averages and yards, well, and touchdowns.
Well, the yards is, Mike Quick owns the yardage measurement, a more yardage record, so he'd have to average over 100 yards per game for the next four games. That's a lot. But as far as receptions are concerned, Dave, all he needs to average are five receptions a game for the next four games, and he ends up with 91, and that beats Westbrook's 90, and as a wide receiver, Irving Fryer's 88.
Right.
So he's right in position to become the most prolific receiver in a season that the Eagles have ever had.
And then the man engineering all of this offensively, Mark Sanchez, makes his fifth start here. Made steps along the way, three wins, one loss, and then, of course, the win in Houston. Your opinion of how Sanchez has come along in this offense and kind of how he fits in down the stretch?
He looks comfortable. He's playing really well. I think the most foolish thing I could do would be to try to project what happens in the future, because there's a lot that can happen, and there's another very, very talented quarterback in this on this franchise by the name of Nick Foles. So his Eagles career is far from over. But I will tell you this. You focus on this game and how the Eagles are heading for the playoffs. Mark Sanchez is just doing as good a job as anybody could have hoped for in their wildest imagination.
I mean, this to me, Merrill, this is the game. This is, until next week, this is the game.
This is the game until next week.
And I just see a win here just would be so huge for this football team.
It
would just really send this Eagles team into the final three games with so much momentum.
And as you put it, and I agree with you, it's the Eagles' offense. How do they do against the Seattle defense? Because I don't think the Seattle offense is that scary. They have a quarterback who's very mobile, who can run. He's more of a running quarterback than he is just a pure scrambler. And they have a great downhill running back, the proverbial load in Marshawn Lynch. He doesn't talk a lot, but he runs awfully hard. You have to stop him. But I think the Eagles can do that. I think the Eagles have a lot of might at the line of scrimmage. Fletcher Cox has been out of this world. They do not have what you would refer to as explosive wide receivers. They don't. I mean, they have Jermaine Kearse. They have Doug Baldwin. They're not. They have Luke Wilson, the tight end. They're not a great group of receivers in terms of explosiveness. So I think the Eagles can contain them, can keep the score low. But as far as scoring against them, that is the greatest challenge.
And you're good, Merrill? The 10 days off has been good for your voice? You're ready to go for Sunday?
I've been fine. I was ready to do another day, another game, the Friday after the Dallas game.
That's what we like to hear.
I didn't need a day off or anything. I was ready to go.
All right, thanks, Merrill.
Okay, thank you,
Have a great
Dave.
Broadcast on
thank
Sunday.
You.
Merrill Reese in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.